Hello and welcome back to the fifth episode of the Campus Clipper podcast this season, your guide to surviving and thriving college life in New York City. Erin will be our host today, talking about her ebook that is also currently in the works. It's about cooking and relationships and how cooking can be an amazing bonding experience in friendships, relationships, and more. Erin's book will be published early 2021. Today, after our Campus Clipper interns introduce themselves shortly, we will discuss their experiences and share insightful stories on the topic.
Hey guys, how's it going? I'm Dominic and I'm a junior at NYU.
Hi, I'm Ana East and I'm a junior at NYU.
Hello, my name is Sebastian and I'm a sophomore at FIT.
And my name's Erin and I'm a junior at NYU. And today we're going to be asking some questions that pertain to my ebook. So I'm just going to give a little blurb about what my ebook is about. So over the last few months, I have been exploring cooking and relationships in the undergraduate community. So every week I have been cooking with one of my friends and I ask them what is their favorite dish or a special recipe to them, and we make it together. And I ask them some questions, which will be the same sort of questions I'm asking everyone here today. And so far I've made some Taiwanese lu rou fan, and I've made chocolate chip cookies and crab cakes and enchiladas. And I feel so far what I've learned is that cooking really is a form of reflecting your own identity. And I don't know. So this is what we're going to be talking about today. So for the first question, I would like to ask everyone, why do you cook or why do you not cook?
I love to cook. I cook like every meal. I'll do like meal prep, cook a big meal, and then I'll have it for the rest of the week. And I cook because, I mean, right now I don't have a meal plan or anything, so I have to feed myself. And I think it's really important to just like keep track of what you eat. And I love to cook things that remind me of my family and other types of comfort food. So I think it's super important to enjoy what you make.
Yeah, admittedly, I don't cook much or often. Usually I have someone else to cook for me because they prefer to. So it just kind of works out in my favor. But yeah, I think besides that, though, like I would be super disappointed to put all this effort into a meal and for it to not be good. So I think it's kind of a fear of cooking maybe too, just like I don't want to, maybe I'm just a perfectionist and I just don't want to eat something bad that I made. So I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. In my house, it's like my mom is the primary cook of the house. So I guess there's less of a need for me to cook. And as a result, I just don't cook as much. But, you know, I know the basics. I know how to make a good egg and stuff, pancakes and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely cook a lot. I recently have to be on this new diet for personal reasons. But because of that, I do a lot of meal prepping as well. And I do enjoy cooking because for some reason, just like cooking and like taking the time out of your day to do it and then like eating the finished product and it being really, really good is very satisfying for me. And me and my boyfriend definitely like cook breakfast almost every morning, which is my favorite meal of the day. But yeah, so I definitely do cook. I used to be really lazy and not cook a lot, but now I do.
Some cool answers. Okay. For my second question, do you think Dominic sort of answered a little bit, but do you think it's important to know how to cook? Why or why not? And yeah.
I definitely think it's a useful and necessary skill to like be able to feed yourself. Cause I mean, right now I'm living just like two of my other friends. And if I were at home, like some of you other guys, I'd have my mom or dad or someone to cook for me. But now that I'm living by myself, it's necessary to have to cook for myself. And I think it's fun to cook for others too. Like me and my roommates will cook dishes for each other and it's just fun to share something that you make. And it is satisfying to have the finished product come out nicely.
Yeah, I agree. It's a super important skill to have. I honestly wish I had more of it. But but at the end of the day, especially for like saving money wise, like that's an important skill to have, like to be able to cook something for yourself that you're also like going to genuinely enjoy, not something that's like, oh, I literally have nothing to eat, I guess I'll just make like this box of macaroni. Like it's nice to be able to cook something real for yourself. So yeah, it's definitely important.
Yeah, I just in line with the others, I think cooking is probably one of the most important skills you can possess, just because, like, I don't know, self-sufficiency is such an important thing. It's like, you don't want to have to rely on anyone else to, you know, get food, and you can't always afford to get takeout or whatnot. And just on top of that, I think a part of it is also like cultural, you know. I think food is a great way to introduce yourself to new cultures, even if you don't necessarily know the language, so it's harder to interact with natives. Everyone can enjoy food.
Yeah, I also think it's super, super important. It's just kind of, it really is a bonding experience. Like I said before, when me and my boyfriend cook together, it's just like so fun. And to share the different types of dishes we've learned to make with each other, like you were saying, Dom, I think it's a necessity too, because to be able to cook for your loved ones and for your friends, it's just kind of, it's nice. Not that those loved ones would be dependent on your cooking, but it's just nice to share the different ways that you all cook and stuff.
I feel similarly to like what most people said. I also think like the money saving thing that Anais brought up, I think it's definitely real, but the one thing is, I don't know about you all, but, oh, you make a dish and then, oh, I don't know if, sometimes with my roommates, like I give it away and it's, oh, I spent all this money on all this food, and then it's satisfying that they eat it, but then I'm like, huh, I just spent a lot of money on that food. So I don't know like what the best money saving technique is for all that, but yeah. Question 3, how do you think cooking and sharing meals impacts relationships with family and also at college?
This is a super important question, I think, because oftentimes, especially like as busy college students, we'll neglect like a proper meal, like a sit down meal or something, and just take our food on the go or eat little things throughout the day. But I think family meals, when it comes to that, being at home with your family and actually sitting down and having a conversation and coming together over a meal, is super impactful, because we've talked about before, we get to share through food, and then that brings up conversations and other relationships. And how I said earlier, me and my roommates, a couple times a month, we'll each like cook for each other. Like I've cooked pork and chicken and rice and everything for my roommates, and we'll just come together and have a nice night and hang out and converse over food.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to come together. It's like, I mean, it's what everyone talks about. Like it's one of the ultimate ways to bond with people over and like learn about other people, like through food over a good meal. When I was still on campus, like last year, my friend Leslie, she would always cook dinner for me and my other two suite mates. And every single day, literally every single weekday, at 7 o'clock, Jeopardy was on. We were eating dinner at the same time watching Jeopardy. It was like a tradition, like an all the time thing. And so it was just, yeah, it was a really nice way to relax together, like have a moment together. And then after that, we'd all like do homework together. But it's at the same time, it's food is always like what brought us together in one way, shape or form.
Yeah, no. At college, I mean, I personally didn't dorm. I know a few people who dormed, and there was always like a reliance on one person who knew how to cook, especially in like apartment style stuff. Like you need at least one person that you know that can like make at least a decent meal. I think just knowing how to cook in general is just like a great way as an icebreaker to learn to get to know people, like invite them over to your dorm for a meal or something. And as far as like a familial relationships go, I mean, yeah, it's such a great display of affection to invest that much time and like resources as far as ingredients go into making a meal for someone else.
Yeah, I completely agree. Going off like very similar to you, Anais, when I lived off campus my junior and senior year, I lived in a house with like 5 of my friends, and then next door was like another 5 of our friends who we all like lived together our sophomore year in our sorority house on campus. So
we all kind of made this tradition as well. Like every Sunday we'll have like Sunday dinner. So like the two houses would all cook sides and like main dishes, and we would all like go into one house and share that really nice dinner. And it was so nice and relaxing after like a long week and weekend of college and, you know, going out. And it was just it was just something that I'll always remember when we would all cook. Like we're all from different states, different areas, so like it was like different backgrounds, families and cultures, so it was definitely super fun to share that with each other and cook things for each other.
Those are some great answers. For my fourth question, is there a recipe or dish that is significant to your family, and what is it and what does it remind you of?
Yeah, my dad is from Puerto Rico, so I grew up like always eating the food he makes. He's like a super excellent chef and would cook all the time. So he would make arroz con gandules, which is like rice with pigeon peas, as well as he like roasts pork shoulder. So that's like super comfort food for me. And I grew up eating it all the time. And recently I made those two dishes for my roommates, and they super enjoyed it because they've never had Puerto Rican food really. So it was just like a fun experience to share that with them.
Yeah, the first thing I thought of when you said that, my mom, every Christmas, she makes my great grandmother's Christmas cookies. And it's this like, so much stuff goes into those cookies. There's pecans, there's chocolate chips, there's like these like green and red cherries, and some people like them in the family, some people don't. It's kind of iffy, but it's definitely like a thing. Like it's every single Christmas my mom makes them, and really no one else does, but everyone always like gets some and enjoys them. And so it's always it's just a nice like tradition that I guess has been carried on since literally my great grandma was alive. So yeah.
What are the names of the cookies? I'm sorry, like do they have a specific? Like,
they don't have a specific name. No, it's literally just great grandma's cookies or grandma's cookies. Yeah.
So nice.
When you asked that, like four different foods came into my mind, but the one that came first is probably just straight up flautas, which are like just deep, like hard shell tacos. And it's just pretty, like, it's a simple food, which is why I love it so much. Like my optimal taco has like three ingredients, just like sour cream, chicken, and a little cheese. And it's really like, I don't know, that was such a treat for me growing up. And even still now, like whenever my mom makes it, it's an event. Whenever we have flautas, it's like a dinner meal. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a great connection to like, it's easy to make, and it's part of my culture because I am Mexican. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I would say that it's definitely, it's a part of my Jewish culture. My sister, she's 6 years older, but from like the longest time I can remember, obviously not when you were little, but she makes her matzo ball soup, which is for the holiday of Passover. But we literally have, anytime the family gets together, she'll always make her homemade matzo ball soup, and it's so good, and it doesn't compare to like the boxed ones. And I always get so excited to eat it because I can't make it as good as her.
I always love listening to what makes people like happy as far as that. Yeah, so thanks for your responses. The last question that I have right now is, did your mealtime routine change when you got to college, and how so?
Yeah, my meal routine definitely changed when I came to college. I mean, living at home with my family, we have like breakfast before school, and then I'd have lunch at school, and then when I come home, I'd have dinner. But at college, like we said, we have to cook for ourselves and stuff. So I've had to, I don't know, rearrange my meal schedule because I have classes at different times throughout the day, or early classes where I'll skip breakfast. So I guess I just sort of eat whenever I'm hungry or whenever I have time to cook. But having meal prep, like I said earlier, I'll cook a big meal and then have those meals throughout the week. It's good, so I can just like pull that out of the fridge and eat it whenever.
Yeah, same here as far as routine goes. Like once college started, I would eat like a breakfast bar for breakfast, like sometimes, but even then it wasn't often. breakfast like became not like a big thing And then usually I would just pick something up from the dining hall for lunch, and freshman year for dinner too, but sophomore year, my friend would make us dinner. But for the most part, I guess you could say the routine stayed the same, but it was just about where I got the food from. And like, if Leslie wasn't going to cook that day, we all would just go downstairs to the dining hall, like, you know, something. It just depended. But at the end of the day, like, I guess the time didn't always vary too much, but sometimes, yeah, it did depend.
Yeah, I wouldn't say my routine changed too much. In high school, I was very much just grab a quick breakfast before I head out, and that was it. Like maybe a bowl of cereal, and that didn't really change either. It was like my go-to food during college. I think my eating routines changed more when the pandemic hit. Like before the pandemic, I used to be a very like I was the type to be always asking for seconds and stuff, you know. But now I'd be lucky if I got like two meals in a day, just because I get full so easily.
Yeah, well, for me, my first 2 years of college, definitely way different from when I was in high school. I was waking up much later because I made sure to schedule my classes in the afternoon. And I would often, I think we touched base on this 2 weeks ago, but I usually would sleep until the last second before my class. So I normally would only have like a bar as well, or maybe nothing. And then I would eat like after my first class. But my schedule was definitely not the healthiest. I usually only ate two meals a day. And then like at night, me and my friends would snack like all night. but yeah, so once I moved off campus and had a kitchen to cook, my schedule definitely leveled out a little bit more. And when I started to cook more, it became different again. But yeah, college is definitely harder to keep a healthy diet, but I would encourage it because it makes everything else surrounding you easier when you have a healthy, balanced diet.
Okay, thank you guys so much. That was my last question. My ebook is about cooking relationships and sort of explore cooking with friends and seeing what their opinions about cooking are, and also what memories they have associated to that, and also exploring our own relationships while we cook.
Thank you, Erin. And again, for our listeners, Erin's ebook will be published early 2021, as well as the other interns. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you learned so much from our students' experiences, as well as mine, from all of us at Campus Clipper. Have a good day, and don't forget to tune in next week.